And did you cast the lead actor because he looked like Vic Mackey, or was that a coincidence?
Total coincidence. I mean, I had a friend who knew James personally, and he got the script to James. James read it. He was a little wary at first. You know, I mean, here's a first-time director who's never done a feature, first-time writer who's never written anything produced. He was a little cautious, but after reading the script, he was really drawn to it because it was an incredibly fine script for a lead actor because he's, you know, in almost every scene.
In terms of the other casting, how was that decided upon? The grad student, this is going to seem weird. Was she in one of the Harold and Kumar movies?
She was. Okay. Yep. She was in, I think, the first one. She's also had a small recurring role in Prison Break, and she's also in Terrence Malick's new film, Tree of Life, where she plays, I believe, Brad Pitt's wife or girlfriend in the movie.
The way that you presented the family, because they were kind of cold and unsympathetic, and I thought it might be on purpose, but I have no idea if that was deliberate.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was deliberate because, you know, so much of the film, you know, as a director, I want to misdirect you all along the way. So I want you to think the house is haunted. I want you to think he's going crazy. I want you to think his son did it. I want you to think his wife did it. It was really hard to, you know, to cast these characters and direct them into a way that, you know, by the time you get to the end of the movie, you don't know who killed them. And so, you know, if you played one character too strong one way or another character too weak another way, it would have given away a little too much. And so my goal was to make something that was on a sci-fi level hard to figure out. And in doing that, you know, we had to let some of the characters play kind of flat so that we didn't give away the plot twist or who did it.
Was it initially intended as a short film? Because I had that feeling while watching it.
You probably got that because of the way that we had originally cut the script. You know, to keep the budget down, the original script came in about 120 pages, 118 pages. And, you know, on a low-budget script, you had two choices. You could shoot all 120 pages and cut it down, or cut it down before you shoot, save the money. And so we ended up, Nick and I, spending about 3 months cutting out a lot of the story, a lot of the script, to get it down to 90 minutes, because from what I was hearing, for a DVD release, that was kind of the target length that we needed to hit. And so we did a lot of editing before shooting, which is probably why it maybe feels like a short film.
I mean, it also might work as a TV show, honestly. Like a sort of a darker Quantum Leap, if you wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, it definitely could play that way.
Considering you cut down a good 30 pages, was there anything that you regret cutting out of that, or was it...
Sure, yeah, there was, I mean, a couple of the key things that we cut. One of them was, there was another room that Redding could look into, like through a keyhole, and what he would see is what he thought was his wife and his little boy, but it really was a major fissure that went back about 15 years, and it was Emma and Andrew sitting on the bed with their back towards Grinning. And so just him thinking it's his wife and son, he runs and grabs a hammer or a sledgehammer, runs through a fissure, and the hammer disappears. And so we were trying to set the precedent that, you know, whatever he brings into the house within the fissure, within the pulse, he can carry. But anything that he doesn't bring within the room, he can't carry across fissures, which is why there's that one scene. Remember, he grabbed the gun, he got it, he runs down to talk to Emma, and he can't find it. He runs back up, and it's there by the door. That's because he couldn't take the gun across the fissure.
Okay.
So there was a lot of background, a lot of science background that we ended up having to cut, because some of those scenes with Grunning and Ryder, the professor, ended up being way too long. You know, they kind of broke the rule of filmmaking that you keep your scenes to 3 to 5 minutes, and we were running, you know, 8 to 12 minutes on some of our scenes.
If you were allowed, or you didn't have to keep the scenes to 3 or 5 minutes, what would you have, you know, and you had maybe a little more money, a little more freedom, and you didn't have to tie it up, how would the movie have come out differently?
It would have probably felt a little more like a primer, you know, where you can spend a little more time sputtering on the, you know, the science behind it. We could maybe spend some more time developing the characters. You know, we had some flashback scenes that I think would have filled in a whole lot more backstory with that we ended up having to cut. So, you know, to me, it would have definitely been a much fuller story, a much more, you know, scientifically accurate, as accurate as you can be in sci-fi kind of story. That was actually one of the biggest challenges for this film, was finding a house that met all of the, you know, choreography requirements that we needed, because, you know, it was very specific on how Grunning moves through the house and the times, because, you know, each room has a very specific time, and stairs has got to have a certain set of rooms, and, you know, it's got to be a certain lighting for each room. He's got to be able to look out Rachel's window and see the front, and so...
Wait, so it was the exterior house was actually the interior house, too?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was the actual house, interior and exterior. And we initially thought that we were going to try to build it on a soundstage, but... You know, building on a soundstage and low budget are oxymorons. You can't really say those two things in the same sentence. So we ended up, you know, spending a lot of time finding that right house. And we did eventually find that house in the east part of Dallas. And we were just camped out there for 2 days and shot, you know, all the interior and exterior there at that house.